Let us start again from the Mishnah, Bav Chav Tesem Ad Aleph. Reish Chodesh Ado Shechaliyes B'Shabes Keren B'Parsha Shkolem. So we Keren B'Parsha Shkolem. Chaliyes B'Seich HaShabes. Reish Chodesh is in the middle of the week. Magdimim L'Sheova. So we learn Parsha Shkolem previous Shabbos. Mavsikin l'Shabbos Acheres, and then we are Mavsik as Shabbos. The next Shabbos, we don't learn anything special. And Bishniya, and the second Shabbos, either after the Afsoke, or after, if it's Rosh Chodesh, is Chal b'Shabbos, we learn Parshas Zochar. Bishlishis Por Adume, Bervias Achodesh Hazeh Lochem, Achmishis Chayzon LeKesidon. The fifth Shabbos, we're back to the normal schedule. Lakel Mavsikim, we are Mavsik for every Me'ure that's Chal, B'Rosh Chodeshim, B'Chanukah, B'Purim, B'Taniyos, B'Ma'amodos, B'Yom HaKippurim, that we are Mavsik the normal Kriya, and we learn from these Unyonim. Let us again see Rashi, Keren Beparsha Shkolim, Lohidia. The purpose of the Kriya is Sheyaviyu Shekleim Ba'ado, that they should bring the Shkolim in Ado, Kedei Sheyakrivu Be'echot Benissen Mitruma Chadoshe Kedemrine Begmore. They were Teirem from the new Shkolim Echot Benissen. So Memele, the purpose of the Kriya was that they should start bringing the Shkolim. That was the purpose of the Kriya Ba'ado. Parsha Skol. Umavsikin l'Shabbos Abo, Biloima Parsha Shniya, to say the second Parsha, Parsha Zocher, Kedei, we are Mavsik. And the purpose is Kedei Shetikore Parsha Zocher, B'Shabbos Asmucha L'Purim, that we should learn Parsha Zocher, the Shabbos that Samuch L'Purim, Lismech, Mechias Amolek, Lemechias Haman, that these two Mechias should be one after the other. Not that there should be a hefsik between Mechias Amolek and Mechias Haman. Poradume, Lahazer es Yisrael, Litayr, Litoyr, Sheyasu, Pischeim, Betare, that's the third Kriya, that they should be Metayr themselves, Bervis, Achidish, Azel, Lochem, Shesham, Parsha, Sapesa. So the way Rashi is explaining, it means that Emerson, these parshiyos, Bizman HaBayis especially, were really hachrozeis in Ziruzim to do the inyonim, which were mutal aleim, to give the shkolim, and then to be mitayr for the Korban Pesach, and then to bring the Korban Pesach. That's what Rashi said till now. B'shas Yerushalmi Garsinam, Omar Rab Chome Bedinu Sheyigdaim Achidish LeParshas Poro. That really we should be Magdim Parshas Achidish LeParshas Poro. Shebeechod Benissen Ukam HaMishkon V'Sheini Loinisre For HaPoro. In Seder we find that Reish Chodesh Nissen was Ukam HaMishkon. And if in Beis Nissen they were Seiref the Poreh. So we see that Seiref the Poreh came after Rosh Chodesh Nissen. So why were they Magdim Parshas Poreh to Parshas Achodesh? Shehi Taharoson Shal Yisrael. Because this is Taharoson Shal Yisrael. L'chayre, I'd like a little to elaborate on this Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is a whole different mahalach. The way Rashi explained, Parshas Achodesh is no Indian of Reish Chodesh Nissen. Parshas Achodesh, because Shesham, Parshas HaPesach, Parshas Achodesh is, we have to know to bring a Korban Pesach. So the Seder is, you metire yourself before you bring the Korban Pesach. I mean, the Seder, what the Lechere, the way Rashi explains it, Dachstach mir, the Yerushalmi's kasha is bechlal not shver. The Sreifa of Eifa Poro was Beis Nissen. Fine. So that means that
in the Seder of Zirus and Achroze, you have to be, the Korban Pesach, and you bring Yud Dalet Nissen, and that's the Yina Parshas Achodesh. And Parshas Pori should be Metai yourself before, so, Mein Schmidt Leitzer al Sinai, why, what's geht mir on that they were Seiref Eva Pori Beis Nissen before, after Rishchodesh Nissen? Number one. And number two, we have to understand what is the teretz of the Yerushalmi. See, Yerushalmi answers, she taharosan shall Yisrael. That this is taharosan shall Yisrael. So what's the teretz? It's very, we see Lemaise that if the kasha was, we find in Seder Advorim, the Sreifes HaPora was after Chodesh Nissen. And that was the kasha, so therefore it should be first Parshas Achidish and then Parshas Pore. So what is the Peretz? She Tarosen Shal Yisrael. I once thought, perhaps you could say Pshat in the Yerushalmi, I'm not sure that this is Pshat in the Yerushalmi, but perhaps one can think that this is perhaps Pshat in Yerushalmi. There's a psikte. The Psikta says as follows, Omar Rab Ache, Shem Rab Yesi Bachanine, Visho Sho'ola Moshe Lemorim, Motza Lakadish Borchu, Oisek, Visifre Biyode. When Moshe Rabbeinu was Ola Lemorim, that was after Matan Teire, he saw the Rabbeinu Shalom was Oisek, Visifre Biyode, Ba Oisik ve Koire be Parshas Poradum. Rabbi Shalom was Oisik be Parshas Poradum. So this was after Matan Torah, but Rabbi Shalom was learning Parshas Poradum. Zeis Chukas HaTorah. The Lomo, so why was Rabbi Shalom Oisik Tavkin this Parsha? Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Eini Oisik Elo be Taharoson Shal Yisrael. I'm Oisik be Taharoson Shal Yisrael. Al Kaponim, we see from this psikta that Parshas Poro, the Parsha of Poro, is Taharoson Shal Yisrael. This is Taharoson Shal Yisrael. Rashi brings down in Parshas Beshalach and the Posik, Shom Som Loichoiko Mishpot Vesham Niso, so Rashi says, Nitam lehem mikzis parshi shal teire sheyis asku behem. They were given certain parshis, Shabbos, uporadume, vedinim. So we see, this is very interesting, that the parshis pore, the parsha pore, I'm not speaking about sreifas pore, but parshis pore was given even before Matan Torah. Pore, Shabbos, and Dinim was given before Matan Torah, was given in Mor already. Now, in Agavuche, the Meshech Chochme says, in Parshas Chukas, that there's Machlokes Harishonim, if Parshas Pore, the Kriya Parshas Pore is Adereise, if it's not Adereise. So he says, Bishas, they made Eifel Pore, he's medayk from the psukim. They had a lame the parsha. The kriyas a parsha was ma'akev b'shas asiyas eifapor. That was zicha mideraisa. The kriya of the parsha. It could be that pshat is as follows: that Torah has in it different koiches. Torah is mekadish. Torah is metayer. Torah is mechaper. There's different in yonim. Torah is machkim. There's different in yonim in Torah, which gives out different, which those who learn Torah receive different madreges, kedusha, tare, kapore, etc. The Besikta is telling us that Parshas Pore b'miyuchid is the Parsha of Taharoson Shal Yisrael. This Parsha is the Parshas Pore is the, this brings about the Tare to Klal Yisrael. So it could be that is why the Meshech Chochmah says that B'shas they make Eifer Pore, you need the Kriyas HaParsha B'Shas Maise. Because the Koyach HaTare of Eifer Pora, the Koyach HaTare originates from this Parsha. And the Parsha Be'etzim could be, is Lav Davke, the Tar of Tumis Meis. The Loshen of the Psikta, Eini Oisik Elo B'Taharoson Shel Yisroel. It seems the Parsha speaks about the Tar Bechlolis of Klal Yisroel. This Parsha is Mesugul B'Taharoson Shel Yisroel. And perhaps we can go a step further. The Maral, Gur Aryeh, says, why were these three parshiyos given to Klal Yisrael before Matan Torah? Dinim, Shabbos, and Pora. So the Maral says something very interesting, that these three parshiyos are distinct, the three Mikzayis HaTorah, in Limud HaTorah. There's three Oifanim in Limud HaTorah. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, in Seif Baba Basra, Horeitze Sheyachkim Yasek B'dinei Momenes. So it seems, Dinei Momenes are, the limud of Dinei Momenes is Mesugul for Chochme. Horeitze Sheyachkim Yasek B'dinei Momenes. It's not a mikra that the Ktsois and the Nesivis and the Tumim were written on Choshim Mishpat. We see most of the, even though there's an Avnei Meluim also, but it seems the Roiv of the Chibur of the Gedele Achroinim were on Taka Choshim Mishpat. There's a besondere Chochme in Dine Momenes. There's a besondere Chochme. Hilche Shabbos is, the Maral says, there's a multitude of halachas. There is ribui halachas. Harorim hatluyim besairo. But it's harorim. These are horim. These are horim atluyim besairo. It's mountains. It's a multitude of halachas. Hilche Shabbos. That's ribui halachas. That's a different type of a limud. It's a limud of learning ribui halachas. The Inyan of Parshas Poreh, the Gur Aryeh says, that's the Inyan of Amkus. Parshas Poreh, the Chok of Poreh, so is Chukas HaTorah, that's Omoik, Omoik, Miyim, Tse'eno, Amarti, Achkome, Virachoyke, Mimeno, this is the Inyan of Amkus Shel Torah. So it could be that the limud of Parshas Poreh, which is a Parsha Amuke, is the tahare of Klal Yisrael. That means, could be when one is mamik, one is zoiche to the tahare that Torah gets. But the tahare that the Torah gives off. That's the skule of Parshas Poreh. So it could be the Yerushalmi learned a ganz andere mahalach, not because the way Rashi said before, this is a Yerushalmi, that Rashi, you learn Parshas Poreh because you have to know, you have to be metayis, I'm going to bring a Kolben Pesach. So then the Seder is very good, the Seder is first you learn Parshas Poreh, and then later you learn, you have to bring a Kolben Pesach. Tavos HaPesach is Yudalad Nissen, so you have to know to bring a Poreh, you have to know to bring a Kolben Pesach. The Tar is before, so the Mela, the Seder is also before. I don't know if according to Babli, the Yerushalmi's Kasha is Shver. The Yerushalmi seemed to learn a different Mahalach in Ganson, Nissen, which is a Zman of Chiddush, so in order to be zeiche to his chatches, you need tare. You need the tare is a tnai for his chatches. So and that's the inyan why we're magdim tare to chodesh. So the Yerushalmi Yestakashe, it wasn't like that. The Eifer Poreh came after chodesh Nissen. That's the Yerushalmi's kashe. So the Yerushalmi answers, yeah, that's it, Beproti is Eifer Poreh, the Tara of Tumis Meis, that came after Rosh Chodesh Nissen. But Parshas Poreh, that's Taharoson Shel Yisrael, the Toiris HaTar of Klal Yisrael, that comes before Chodesh Nisan. We see that even came before Matan Toiris, Parshas Poreh. Could be that pshat in the Yerushalmi. Lakel Mafsikin Milikrois Beinyan Hayoim Bekoirin Beinyan Moyed Mein Hamure. You're mafsik from the Inyan of the Yoime and you learn from the Mein Hamure. Lamamodes Vekemu Maisa Bereishis Tiktoni Lekamon Bemasnis. Zot the Gemara. Nan Hosom Be'echot Be'odo Mashmiim Alashkolim. Rosh Chodesh Odor, Bezden, Mashmim al Shkolim, Sarashi says, Bachrozas Bezden. Bezden was Machis. Ba'al Akeloim, and Bezden is also Machis al Akeloim, Rashi says, Laker, Kilei, Hazroim, Anikorim, Beinatvur. This was already as man, as Taisu said, that it was Niker already the Kloyim where it became there was a taruvis in the tvua of Kloyim. It was nikar Rosh Chodesh Adar. So this was this man when Bezen was machriz on Kloyim and on Shkolim. So Moses Bishloim al Kloyim this man Zriyu. That this is this man when there'll be nikar in the Zriyu that Kloyim are growing. Elo al Ashkolim minolo. How do you know you have to be machriz al Ashkolim Chodesh Adar? Omar Rav Tovi, Omar Rav Yashiye, the Omar Kro, Zois Oilas Chodesh Bechodshoi, Bechodshoi Hashone, Omro Toirem Chadesh Vavei Korben Mitruma Chadosh. That and you should bring from the Yitel Shoynes, we learn out that there has to be a chidush. There has to be a chidush in this chidush that the korbonis, the korbonis sibo, have to come from the truma chadosh from the shkolim of this year. What does Rashi say? Chidush bechod shul chod sheishana kol hani chadoshim lomoli. And Omer Teire, yesh lecho chodesh, there's a man shata tzorech lechadsha. Ba'avois, oilei stmidim, umusofim, mitrumis, mitruma chadosh, that the oilis and the musofim have to come mitruma chadosh. Vezeu nisin, in this chodesh of chidosh is nisin, kedemrinim bereisha shone, the gemrinim shone mi nisin. Siv Rishin Hu Lochem Lechotshei Hashone. So there it says Hashone and it means Nisin. So here it says also Lechotshei Hashone. So this Chidush also has to be in Nisin. So we have to be Toirem from the Shkolim of this year, Rosh Chodesh Nisin. So therefore, we have to start donating the shkolim from Rosh Chodesh Adar. The kiven de benissen boy akruvim mitruma chadosha. Since from Chodesh Nissen we have to be makrev the korbanos mitruma chadosha, kadminon vekorinon beechad ba'odo. Therefore, vekorei beechad ba'odo. Ki heiched de leisi shkolim lemigdosh. They should bring shkolim lemigdash. It seems the Gemara started off as a hachroza of Bezden, and then kadmina bekarina could be, we start off at hachroza and Bezden, and that's the Indian of the Kriya also. Both, it's also a hachroza, like Rashi said, lohidiyah, sheyevoyu shikleim ba'odo. So, there's a hachroza of Bezden, there's a Kriya, that they should bring the shkolim lemigdash. So there's a 30-day kedime that we're magdim 30 days before we need the shkolim there. We were mezaras delim 30 days before. So the Gemara says, "Keman the loy ke Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel." So comes out our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. We Rabbi Shimon Gamliel ha omar shtei shabbosos. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that it is not necessary to be magdim more than two shabbosos. The sanye shoylim behilcheis a pesach kaidem le pesach shloishim yoy. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel oimer shtei shabbosos. So it comes out according to, so if the time is out, the that we have to make sure that there'll be shkolim Rosh Chodesh Nissen, so it would be sufficient if we would be machers and koirei chatzi yoda. So the Gemara says afilu teima Rav Shimon ben Gamliel kiven the omar mar. B'chamisha osel boy shulchonos yoishvim b'medine. That 15 days in Ador, the bankers started setting up the shulchonos to be machlef the mois for the shkolim. That means the business was in full swing already from Tesbov Ador. U'b'chofe yoishvim b'migdosh. And in Chofei, they were already in the Beis Hamikdash already. They were looking up on their computers. Whoever did not give already for the Shkolim, they were mamashkin on the Shkolim. So things were in full swing already by Chatzi Odo. Is Mishum Shulchones Kodminon Vikorinon. So because of the Shulchones, we want to make sure when the Shulchones open up that people will then be giving their Shkolim. So therefore, we are magdim. So it's 2 weeks before Sefer. So the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. What does Rashi say? Keman magdiminon kulahai the loike Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Not like Rabbi Shimon betesvav ba'odo shulchonis balei matbeis. These were bankers amachalfin shiklei kesef beprutis. And then Chof Hei Ba'odo Yoishvim B'Migdosh U'Simin Shekvar Korov Zman Litrim. The time is pretty close already. Litrim as Alishka B'Sholish Kupis V'Yomaru V'Yoviyu. The people should start hurrying up already. The Mo'isei Hayoim Aschino L'Mashkin Esama'akvin. Those who did not give as yet, they were Mamashkin them. So Mishum Shulchonis Kadminin So because of the criteria is not the zman of the trumis alish, the trumis ashkolim, the criteria is the zman of the amodus al shulchonis. Behainu shtei shabosis. V'taymed Rabbi Shimon Gamliel v'rabonon peperkama de psochem. L'maisa the Ritva says, according to the maskonis ha-gemore, so could be, is not now, it has nothing to do with the machlekes of Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim by Hilchas Pesach. Could be there's a din of Shoyelin, Hilchas HaPesach. There are difficult halachas. There's a lot of halachas for Pesach. There the shail is how much time has to be allotted for the Shoyelin, Hilchas HaPesach. Two weeks, a month. But here there's only an indian of zeros of it is an union of zeros to bring the shkolim. So the Ritva says lafi emes. So according to everyone, according to the chachamim, could be the everyone the time is out the shulchanis, and it is only necessary to be magdim 2 weeks for the shulchanis. So there's nothing to do now with Rav Shimon Gamliel, with chachamim, with shailim v'dersh. Sagt die Gemara weiter. My Parsha Shkolim. Now, it said in the Mishnah that we learn Parsha Shkolim. What is Parsha Shkolim? What is the Parsha? Rav Omar Tzavas B'nai Yisrael V'omar Taleim Eskolboni Lachmi. That's Parsha Shkolim. U'Shmuel Omar Kisisa. Shmuel said Kisisa is Parsha Shkolim. The Gemara says as follows: Bishleim alamanda oma kisisa, ainu dekori lo parshish kol. That's parshish kol. the chsiv bo shtolim. There it speaks about the nesinus hashtolim. Eleman da omar es kolboni lachmi, which is parshas atomit, is midi shkolim ksivi hosam. Does it mention shkolim over there? So the Gemara says, in time of mine, the whole reason that we have to give shkolim each year and to make a trume is kidrav tovi, that's the makir. That's the makir that you have to be menadev shkolim each year. Zois eilus chodesh pechotshoi chadesh abakobim mitrum echadoshet. So the reason why we have to be menadev shkolim is because of this parsha. So this parsha is the yesod of the nidvas hashkolim, the nesinas hashkolim. So mamele, okay, this is the parsha that you have to lay. So now the Gemara goes the other way. Bishloim eleman diyomar tzavis b'nei Yisroel. If you say that parsha shkolim like avet tzavis b'nei Yisroel, b'shem d'chsivi kabonis hosam k'drav tovi, paket. There it says that the kabonis have to be nikra from the Tumah Chadosh. El eleman diyomar kisiso, but according to Shmuel, that is kisiso kobones miksivi. Does it say anything about kobones? Shkolim ladonim ksivi. The shkolim in Parshas kisiso is speaking about the shkolim that were given for the asiyas hadonim. It has nothing to do with the shkolim for the kobones, for the kobones sibo. And for the gemore, kedetoni, rab yosef, Sholosh Trumei saying there are three Trumes in Parshas Kisisa. Shal Mizbeach, one Trume speaks about the Trume that was given for the Korban Sibo. Shal Mizbeach le Mizbeach, Shal Adonim le Adonim, Shal Bedek Habayis le Bedek Habayis. Let us see Rashi. Taime kiderabi tovi, taime mai mesine shkolim. Why do we bring shkolim at all? Bado kiderab tovi. Sheyakrivu kobonis bechad benissin betruma chadoshe. Vahach mitzvah osam ksive. This mitzvah is written in Parshas Atomit. So the Gemara says, but shkolim ladonim ksive osam. Kedersi bolakachto es kesef hakipurim. Venosato oisoi al avoides oil moyit, for the avoide in the of the oil moyit, veinashkolim shemasmem adme hamishka, kedursi bekesu pikudi aido, vei maas kikara kesu lotzekes es adme hakoidish. So the Gemara answers, no, in Parshas Kisiso, sholosh trumeis nemrusham. The three trumes are mentioned in Parshas Kisiso. Machzis HaShekel Truma LaShem Yitain Truma SaShem Losis is Truma SaShem. So now Rashi says, well, three Trumas mentions. Trumas Adonim Oysel Adonim Trumas HaMizbeach Trumas Mizbeach LeMizbeach Liknes Mem Kolbenes Sibo. That was to be kind of the Kolbenes Sibo L'chol HaShon D'chsibo L'chaper Al Nafshei Seichem. Then there was a third truma lebedek habayis iloy hayse shove bekula. This was not a standard donation. Ala ish kefi nidvosai lebedek habayis shenema v'yavoyu anoshim al anoshim kol nediv lei. So this was what each lei was misnadev. So that's a third truma. Bekitzer, we have here Amachlekes, Ameroim. What parsha is Parsha Shkolim, Parsha Tzav, or Parsha Kisisa? Zok the Gemara weiter. Bishloime lamanda oma Kisisa. If you say that it is Kisisa, היינו דשוני היי ראש חיידש משה ראש חדוש. The Mishnah says, פרש שקולם פורזאות, ראש חיידש פורזאות, פרש קולם פורזאות על ראש חיידש, ראש חיידש הדור שחליאס בשבץ, ראש חיידש שחל בשבץ, סוממילה בן ילן פרש שקולם, קוירן בפרש שקולם, ראש חיידש הדור פורזאות בשבץ לאין פרש שקולם. The Gemara is Bishlam Lamandi Oma Kisiso Hainu Dishoni Hai Rosh Chodesh Misha Rosh Chodesh. So therefore this Rosh Chodesh, it says Rosh Chodesh Ador Shechaliyas B'Shabbos, you learn Parsha Shkolim. What does that mean? You learn Kisiso. So this Rosh Chodesh is different than all other Rosh Chodesh. All other Rosh Chodesh don't learn Kisiso. So it's good. So that's very good. So this Reish Chodesh, Reish Chodesh Hadosh is Shabbos is different than all other Rosh Chodesh. El Olaman Diyoma, Tzav Eskoboni, Mai Shoni. But if you say that Parsha Shkolim is Tzav Eskoboni, So what is the difference if Reish Chodesh? What is the difference if Reish Chodesh Ador is Chaliyas B'Shabbos or Reish Chodesh Nissan is Chaliyas B'Shabbos? We always learn this parsha as Reish Chodesh. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Turiyevan asks a kasha. He says there is a difference. Whenever Reish Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, we don't start from Tzav, we start from V'yom HaShabbos. And now here we start from Tzav. So that's the difference. So Itayne, he says, the Gemara held that since Be'etzem Reish Chodesh, since Be'etzem, the Kriya of Reish Chodesh starts from Tzav, so even though Shabbos, we don't start from Tzav, but this is the Reish Chodesh Kekriya. Vinish Vitz Reish Chodesh Kekriya. So the Gemara held that this is not considered a Shinui. As the Mishnah says, Reish Chodesh Ado, Yulein Parshas Kolem, Yuleining the Kriya of Reish Chodesh, which is lain whenever Reish Chodesh falls out, even though it's only lain during the week, not on Shabbos. Abol Kapodim, the Gemara held, this is not a Shinui. Mishnah by says is a Shinui. So the Gemara answers, "My Shoni, Shoni." So the Gemara says, "Yeah, there's a difference." Ilu Rosh Chodeshim. Whenever Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, Kovu Shita beInyan deYoyme. So we learn Shita six Oilim inYan deYoyme. V'Chad beDerosh Chodesh, and the Mafter the seventh Oile is Rosh Chodesh. That's also Reish Chodesh. We learn in Yonah Deyoyme, and Mafter is Reish Chodesh. The Ilu Ha'idna Kulu B'da Reish Chodesh. So here the Gemara held that by the Dalet Parshias, we in Gansen, we're not Keire in Yonah Deyoyme. We only learn Parshias Shkola. That's already a Shinoi. So that's the Shinoi you learn. Reish Chodesh Achaliyas B'Shabbos Koyrin beparsha shkolim. That is the only kriya. You only lain koyrin beparsha shkolim. So this is different than every time. You don't lain minyana diyayman. You lain parsha shkolim. You lain parsha sat. Frek the Gemara. Honich leman diyomal. Lesay de parsha yisuchayza. So the question is, this is a debatable statement. Because Amachloikis later, that what it says, and the Gemara says, by the fifth Shabbos, Choizen le Kisidra. So what does the Kisidra mean? So one man, the Yama holds to say the Parshias u Choizen. You go back to the say the Parshias. That means, attack old by the fourth, by the Dalet Parshias, we don't lain in Yonah de Yoyme. We learn the Dalet Parshis, and afterwards you start learning Seder Parshis,
that's good. So you have a very good teret. So memela, so that's pshat. Reish chodesh adosh lis pshabes is koyr in parsha shkolim. That is the whole kriya. You don't name in yona deyoyme. So memela, so that's why. So this is different than every reish chodesh. Yeah. El the man the omal say the haftoris u chayzer, but is according to the man the omar that says that by the dalit parashis is also you're not misalik the kriya of inyone de yoyim yolei, but the seventh aliyah is not inyone de yoyim, the seventh aliyah is the dalit parashis. El man di yom la seida aftoires u chayzer u parshos o di yoyim me korinon. We learn the parshos hayoyim. My shoni sabizoi. So what is the difference in every Rosh Chodesh? Every Rosh Chodesh, the seventh Rosh Chodesh aliyas b'shabes, you learn pinyone di yoyim, and the seventh aliyas is Reish Chodesh. He is also the seventh aliyas Reish Chodesh. Learn a little bit more. That we haven't said that. The Gemara does not call the Shini. So the Gemara says, Shoni, no, there's a difference. The Ilu Roshe Chadoshim by Reish Chodesh Koru Shita B'inyone D'yayme. Reish Chodesh Yulein Six binyana de yayme, vechad kori bidarosh chodesh, ilu haidna kori tlosa binyana de yayme, vabo koru bidarosh chodesh. We learn three binyana de yayme and four of rosh chodesh. So this is pshat according to Rav. So according to Rav, there's four oilim in parsha shkolim. And so that's a shinei. That means that normally in when Reish Chodesh is Chaliyus B'Shabbos, there's one oila for Reish Chodesh. And here there's four oilim. Koyrin parshas, koyrin beparshas kolim, there's a kriya shleima of four oilim, parshas achodesh. I'd like to mention the Turi Evan here has a beautiful ha'or. He says, according to Rav, this is the, we don't pass on like Rav, but according to Rav, so Rav says as follows, that Parsha Shkolim is Parsha Tzav. And the Reish Chodesh is Chaliyus B'Shabbos to show that there's a difference. It's not to show that it's Parshas Kolim and not as Reish Chodesh. So we have Dalet Oilem in Reish Chodesh and three Oilem in Parsha and in Yonah D'Yayme. So the Tu'evan has a very interesting Ha'orah. He says which kriya is more choshev? So he says, we see stiridike in yonim. When it comes to the din kdime, we're magdim in yonim de yayme. We're magdim in yonim the first three oilim as in yonim de yayme. When it comes to ribui ha oilim, we're magdim pashish kolim. So he says, what's the pshorim? And then he clears a chakir, a beautiful chakir he clears. He clears, in these two kriyas, the kriya of Parshas Tzav and the kriya of Inyone D'Yoyme, which is the kriya Tadire? So he says as follows. He says, if you look generally in the kriya of Inyone D'Yoyme, so the kriya of inyone d'yoyme bechloli is tadir. That means every Shabbos we lain inyone d'yoyme. A parshas tzav we only lain 12 times a year. Rosh Chodesh,
Parshas Pinchas. But so if we look in Beklolius, in Yone de Yoime is a Todir. Every Shabbos we lay in Yone de Yoime. If you look Beprotius, you look each Parsha Bazundre, so you'll say, Chveis, Parshas Tetzave, and Parshas Tzav, so Parshas Tetzave you only learn once a year. And Parshas Tzav you learn 13 times a year, every Rosh Chodesh. So he says, if you look at the Parshas, each the Parsha of Inyana Diyoyme, each Parsha separately, so then Rosh Chodesh is a bigger todir over each separate parsha. If you look at the parsha of Inyon Diyoime Beklolis, so then Inyon Diyoime is todir, because every week we learn Inyon Diyoime only 12 times a year, 13 times a year, we learn parsha sam. So he says, he wants to say a beautiful vote. So he says, so each one has a maila of todir. Beklolius, Parsha Diyoime has, Inyan Diyoime has a mile of Todil. Beprotius, Tzav is called Todil. So each one has, in a sense, each one has a mile of Todil. So he says, so therefore we gave each one a mile. We give a Kdime to Inyan Diyoime, because in Beklolius, Inyan Diyoime is Todil. We give four oilim to tzav, because tzav beprotius is todir. That's what the Turi Eben wants to say. A beautiful shtik Torah, but then he slugs himself up. He says, if that is the case, he says, we just learned before that what happens when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos. So there are six oilim for Inyana de Yoyme, in one oile for Rosh Chodesh. So he says, over there we see that in Yonah Diyoyme is all milas over Rosh Chodesh. In Yonah Diyoyme the six oilem, and Rosh Chodesh was out on Shabbat. So the Gemara said, in Yonah Diyoyme is six oilem, and Rosh Chodesh is one oile. So in Yonah Diyoyme is first, and here's Ribuy Oilem. If you'll say that in a sense, Parshas Tav is called Todir over Nyana Diyoyme, so why do you give everything to Nyana Diyoyme when Rosh Chodesh is Chal B'Shabbos? So therefore he has Charote from the Shtik Torah, and he says, Be'etzem in Nyana Diyoyme is called Todir, so therefore Nyana Diyoyme is all the Milas, but that we give Rosh Chodesh Talad Oilem, Tzav Talad Oilem, because since Tzav, when Rosh Chodesh falls out during the week, his Dalet Oilem, so they wanted to give the same Oifen Akriya of Dalet Oilem in Rosh Chodesh Chaliyos B'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Shalosh Chodesh B'Shabbos, that she be the same Oifen Akriya than Rosh Chodesh is during the week. That's how they made this pshara. But Nemesin, als the Maila of Todir in Yonah Diyoyme is called more Todir than Parshas Tzav. Al Koponim. So let us go back to what we're up to. The Gemara had asked, according to Rav, that Rav holds that Parshas Shkolim is Parshas Tzav. So the Gemara asked, so where do you see that there's a bazundere shinui Rosh Chodesh Ador Shechaliyos B'Shabbos, that you learn Parsha Shkolim? This Parsha is learned every Rosh Chodesh. That was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says, you see the shinui, because every Rosh Chodesh there's only one oile to the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh. And here, there are four oile. That's the Teretz according to Rav. Meisveis, the Gemara is a kasha. We learned a beraise, Rosh Chodesh Adol Shechaliyos B'Shabbos, Koyrin Beparshish Kolim Uma, we don't know what Parshas Kolim is. Parshas Kolim could be Tav, it could be Kisisa. We'll tell you about Parshas Kolim. Umaftirim bi Yehoyodo Hakoi. But the mafter is from Yehoyodo Hakoi. But this about the donations already. So the Mabishloim Olamandi Yoma Kisisa. If Parshas Kolim is Kisisa, I know the Maftirim bi Yehoyodo Hakoi. The Domilei. So the Haftor of Yehoyodo is a similarity to the Kriya. The Siv Kesef Navshois Erkoi. So when Mela is speaking about the Nedovis, is good. So that's why we learn this Haftorah with Parshas Kolim. Elo leman diyoma eskolboni lachmi. But if you learn that Parshas Kolim is kolboni lachmi, mi domi, so where do you see a similarity between the Yehoyodo HaKohen and the Skoboni Lachmi? So the Gemara says, domi, kidrab tovi, yeah, Fakert, and then Tzav also speaks about Fakert, and Tzav is merumis, that the Indian, you have to be mechadish with the you have to make a new truma from the new Shkolim, so Fakert, it also says in Parshas Tzav, it speaks about the Nesinus HaShkolim. Meisvei, so Meisvei, another kasha, Chaliyois, the Parsha HaSmucholom. If Parsha Shkolim is Chal in the Parsha that is next to Parsha Shkolim, we'll see soon. Bein Milafonel, that means that the Kriya of Parshish, that means Parshish Kolim, let us say, if it's going on Kisisa, so that will understand very good. It's going on Kisisa, so Chaliyeis be Parsha Smuchalo, that means that Parshish Kolim was Parshish Tetzavet, Bein Milafonel, that means it was Parshish Tetzavet, was Parshish Kolim, Bein Melachel, or Parshas Vayakel was Parshas Kolim. Is Koyren Oiso, so you learn Parshas Kolim Kisisa. The Koyflin Oiso, and when it comes to Kisisa, you also learn Kisisa. So that means 2 weeks in a row you learn Kisisa. If it was Parshas Tetzavet, so first you learn Kisisa for Parshas Kolim. Next Shabbos, Shalem Kisisa, Alt Parshas, Alt Yonah de Yoyma. Or the other way around, you first learn Kisisa, then you learn Shkolim in Vayakel. So it's good, it is a possibility that you could have Parshas Shkolim should fall before Kisisa or after Kisisa. So that's good. So Bishloy Mulamanda Yoma Kisisa, if Parshish Kolim is Kisisa, Hainu the Misrami Bahuzim. So then it's possible that Parshish Kolim should be before Kisisa, Parshish Tetzave, or in Bayako. Elo Lamanda Yoma Tzav Eskoboni, but if you'll say Parshish Kolim is Tzav, so, Parshas Pinchas we learn of time is Mimis Rami Bahuzimnus. How could you have that Parshas Kolim? How could you have that Shabbos Parshas Kolim should be even before Parshas Pinchas or after Parshas Pinchas? That's off. The Parshas Kolim is an Ado. That's the good. So it's Akash and Rav. So let's see now. Meisve. Chali yes be Parshas Mucholo. If Shabbos Shkolim falls out on the Parsha that Somuch to Parshas Kolim, Beimila von there either, it fell out the Shabbos before. Beimila chareo, it fell out the Shabbos later. Kairin oiso. So you learn Parshas Shkolim on Shabbos, the Koiflon, and Koiflon, and you repeat it, either the previous Shabbos or the next Shabbos. It's Bishloim Elamandi Yomar Kisisa. פרש שקולים מסקיס איסו, היינו דמסרמי, בהו זימנה, so it's possible that it'll fall out. The פרש שקולים, before קיסיס, after קיסיס, אל עולמן דיום הצו אסקולבוני, but if you learn פרש שקולים is פרש שצו, מי מסרמי בהו זימנה, is it possible that it should fall out? Parshishkolim, Shabbishkolim before Pinchas or after Pinchas. So the Mos says, "In yeah, libnei marove, the maski lidiyeraiso betlashnin." He says, "In Eretz Yisrael, they did not end the Torah every year; they ended it in 3 years. It was a different seder akriya. So if you ended it in 3 years, it could come out." That order, it could come out, that order could be, and you could be up to Parshas Pinchas by order. So Mamela, so it could be speaking about, Parshas Tzav. Let us see Rashi. Kaliyais Reishchidish Ador, the Parsha Asmucha, the Parshas Kolim. The Koiflo Noiso, Bishabashni, Afapisha Karua Barishaine. So Bishloime, if you learn Parshish Kolim is Kisiso, so Bahuzimne, Boise, Perik Shalado, it's possible that you should be before Kisiso or after Kisiso. But if it's speaking about Parshish Pinches, Pimis Rami, Loi Parshish Pinches, he, Tzavas and Parshas Pinchas, Yismucha l'chaydeshov. You don't have Shabbos Kolim and Chaydeshov. So the Gemara says, yeah, it's going according to the Bnei Marove. The Maski Eraiso, Mesaimen, Chamisha Chumoshim, Pamachas l'sholishonim. Once in 3 years they ended. Leibachol Shone Kamoisha Onu Oisim. So Mamela, so according to the Bnei Marov, it's possible that Shabbos Kolim could be the vicinity of Parshas Pinchas. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tanya kevosei de Shmuel. Now we learned an often the Baraisa like Shmuel. Reish Chodesh Adol Shechaliyos b'Shabbos Koirin kisiso. So here's a sklon de Baraisa, Yulen kisiso. Umaftirim b'yoyoda hakoyim. And after is a yodakoy. Akapon, we have enough in the Baraisa like Shmuel. Omar Rab Yitzchak Nafche. Reish Chodesh Adol Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos. Reish Chodesh Adol Eschal B'Shabbos Meitzin Sholesh Teiris. You take out 3 Sifrei Teiris. V'Koyren Ben. Echod Binyoni Shol Yoyim. V'Echod B'Shol Reish Chodesh. V'Echod B'Chisis. Now, what is the chiddush of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafre? So the Ritva says Rabbi Yitzchak Nafre is telling us 2 chiddush. Chiddush number 1, that we're chayish letilcha de tzibure, and therefore we will not take out 1 sefer Torah and be goylo to all the other places. No, you take out 3 sefer Torahs. That's chiddush number 1. And chiddush number 2, the Gemara says in Yume that be'emeson the kayin godol. There were 2 kriyas of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim. So, one he leaned mitoch ha-sefer, and one he leaned balpeh. So the Gemara says, why did he lean it balpeh? Al tzticha de tzibura, they shouldn't have to wait till it be goyle. So the Gemara asks, why don't you bring another sefer Torah, like Rabbi Yitzchak Nafre says, you bring another sefer Torah. So the Gemara says, mishim pegomei shel rishon. And if the same kohen will lane in 2 Sifrei Torahs, so it will look like perhaps the first Sefer Torah became possible. That's where we're laning a second Sefer Torah. So it comes out, the guidelines are as follows. If you have different oilim and different Sifrei Torahs, so there's no problems. It's not near a kippa gomai shalish. The same oilim and a second Sefer Torah, then it's near that the first Sefer Torah is possible. So al kaponim, so these are the 2 halachas which Rabbi Yitzchak Nafre is telling us. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafre is telling us that Reish Chodesh Adol Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos, that you take out three Sifrei Torahs, Mishum Tircha de Tzibure, and also there's no problem of Pogomei Shalishin since there are different Oilim. And Agavuch, Rabbi Yitzchak Davcha is also telling us he holds like Shmuel, that this three Kriyas, there's a Kriya of Inyana de Yoyme, Rosh Chodesh, and Kisis. But Omar Rabbi Yitzchak Davcha said another Aloch. Rosh Chodesh Teves, Shechaliyos B'Shabbos, Mevin Sholish Teres, so there you also have three Kriyas, Rosh Chodesh Teves Chis B'Shabbos, so you have the Inyana de Yoyme, Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. וקוירם בהם אחד בניומי של יום ואחד בדרש חיידש ואחד בחנקה. So now באמסן, this is repetitious already. If I have the guidelines already that the וחייש פנטיחה דציבורה and there's no problem of פגומו, so why does he have to tell us every case בזונדה? וצריכה די איתמר בהו, if we would only say the second case, that Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechaliyos B'Shabbos, you take out three Sifrei Torahs. But how come Rabbi Yitzchak? There Rabbi Yitzchak said three Sifrei Torahs. Avo Bahach. But Rosh Chodesh Ador Shechaliyos B'Shabbos K'Rav Svirle. Could be there he holds like Rav. And what? And you take out two Sifrei Torahs. Doma Parshas Kolim Eskoboni Lachmi U'B'Shtei Torahs Sagi. So then it's sufficient, two Torahs. Kamash Malon, so that's why we need the first memory of Rabbi Yitzchak Davcha to tell us that Rosh Chodesh Ador Shechaliyos B'Shabbos, you also take out three Sefer Torahs. Frek de Gemore Veleimo Ho Veloi Boyach. Good, so let him just say the first memory that Rosh Chodesh Ador, you take out three Sefer Torahs, and I can figure out by myself, Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechaliyos B'Shabbos, you also take out three Sefer Torahs. So Moses Einachanami, Chodo Michlal Chavate Itma. That Einachanami, he only said the first memre. He said the first memre that by Rosh Chodesh Ador Shechaliyos B'Shabbos you take out three Sefer Torahs. And from this memre we can deduce that Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechaliyos B'Shabbos also you take out three Sefer Torahs. Let us see Tosfos. Chode michlal chavate itma. Vim toima. Uman de omar michlolo. So that means someone derived this from the previous memory. It was derived from the previous memory. So this person who derived it, amai omro, why did he have to say it? Vakivin de yodinon idoch. Since we know that Rosh Chodesh Ador Shechaliyos B'Shabbos, we know you take out three Sefer Torahs. Koshke no. So he is, there was a problem, maybe he held a crap. But, so why did he have to derive it? That's, V'yeshloime, the man, the omro, this person who said over this aloche, Ba'asrei Deravu. This was said over Ba'asrei Derav. In the Asrei Derav, the Sover, the Rosh Chodesh Ador Shechaliyos B'Shabbos, Shem Eitzin Kim Shtei Torahs. But Asrei Derav, there never was such a thing by Rosh Chodesh Ador Shechaliyos B'Shabbos. Le'yav Yodi Klal Idoch de Rav Yitzchak. They were Bechlal unaware of this Rav Yitzchak's memory by Rosh Chodesh Ador Shechaliyos B'Shabbos. So the one who related it to them, he was aware of Rav Yitzchak Navcha's memory by Rosh Chodesh Ador Shechaliyos B'Shabbos. So he told them, Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechaliyos B'Shabbos, you take out three Sefer Torahs. And they were bechlal unaware of the memory of Yitzchak Navcha because they held like Rav, that you only take out two Sifrei Torahs, you take out two Sifrei Torahs. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Itma, Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechal Liyos Bechol. Rosh Chodesh Teves, that is Chal Bechol. So now we have here two Kriyas. We have a Kriya of Chanukah, ויבקריה בראש חודש. Now what do we do? אמר רב יצחק נפחה קורו תלוסה בראש חודש. We lane three in Rosh Chodesh, v'chad b'chanek. That's how we divide it. V'rav dimi d'min cheifa oma korul t'loso b'chaneke, v'chad b'Rosh Chodesh. Punkt v'ker. Oma rav moni kebosi d'rabi Yitzrok nafke mistavr. Mistavr is like rabi Yitzrok nafke that you lane the three oilim from Rosh Chodesh. First, the toder b'she'enei toder, toder koidem. Rosh Chodesh is a kriya tedire. So therefore, so toder has to have all the milas. So you're magdim the toder, the ribuy ha'olim is from the toder. So memela, so that's why we are with this three from Rosh Chodesh and one from Chanukah. Omar Rav Ovin kevosid Rav Dimi mistavre. That what? That Rosh Chodesh is Revi. Mi goram le Revi sheyavoy. Why bechlala there four oilim? And Chanukah there's three oilim. So the whole reason there are four oilim is be Rosh Chodesh. Hilkach Revi be Rosh Chodesh. So therefore the Revi has to be be Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi has to be Bereish Chodesh. Bereish Chodesh boy mik. Al Kaponim, we have here a machloikis. The Toriyev Nesakashe, before we had a svara that you magdem Bereish Chodesh, because Bereish Chodesh is Todir. Now we have a svara that, you have to be ma'acher Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh is goyim, the Rabbi has to be Rosh Chodesh. So he asks, so good, so al kaponim at the mile of Todir, give it the three oilim. Let Rosh Chodesh have three oilim, let Chanukah be first with one oile, and then three oilim of Rosh Chodesh. That's the Toryevitz Kashi, it's a whole cheshbon. Why you don't say it like this? Al kaponim, but so that's a machlokes. So one man the Omar says, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, three from Rosh Chodesh and one from Chanukah, because Rosh Chodesh is Todir. And Rav Dimi, the Mincheifa, said that three from Chanukah and one from Rosh Chodesh, that the Rosh Chodesh, since the Revi, the Oila Revi is because of Rosh Chodesh, so therefore Revi is Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara, my Havi Allah. So good, we have a Machleik. Lamaisa, what's the halacha? Rav Yosef Omar ein mashgichen b'Rosh Chodesh. Rav Yosef said, Rosh Chodesh is not the Iker. So Rav Yosef held, so you say first the three Oilim from Chanukah, and then Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Omar ein mashgichen b'chanukah. No, Chanukah is not the Iker. Rosh Chodesh is the Iker. So mainly you say, that's what we do. We say three from Rosh Chodesh and then one from Chanukah. Hilchos ein mashgichen b'chanukah. Chanukah is not the Iker. Lasei se Iker, that's the Bach Skirso, or Rosh Chodesh Iker. Rosh Chodesh is the Iker. So that's how we paskin, that Rosh Chodesh Tevish Shechaliyos B'emtza Shavua, we learn first Rosh Chodesh, the three Olam, and then Chanukah. Let us see Taisvitz. V'hilchis ein mashgichen b'chanukah, perish lasei se'ike, l'Rosh Chodesh z'ike. Fact Taisvitz, v'afel gav v'hilchis k'rabbe l'gabi Rabbi Yosef. This is a machlekes Rabbe v'Rabbi Yosef. We know that Rabbe v'Rabbi Yosef v'loche k'rabbe. So why did the Gemara have to fearais v'hilchese? Become a k'mutzach lifse k'alochi k'vosei shum de pligi alei shar ameiroi. Because this is not only a machlekes Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi. We have a machlekes Rabbi Yitzchak Nafche and Rabbi Dimi de Mincheife. So these guidelines of Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef Allah, Rabbi Yosef is only when that they're the only Balei Machloikis. But here, since there are other Amoraim too, so already we don't know how to paskin. So therefore, the Gemara say Hilchus that Ein Mashgich in Chanukah, and it's three for a Shchodesh and one for Chanukah. Itma Chal Liyos Bevaate Tetzave. How do you learn Parshas Kisisa if Parshas Shkolim is Ate Tetzave? Omar Rav Yitzchak Nafche Koru Shita Mevaate Tetzave. So you learn six oilim from Ate Tetzave Ad Kisisa. That's Yeshiva Oilim in Yona de Yoyime. Vechad Mechisisa Ad Vosisa. And the seventh oilo, which will be the Mafter, you learn Kisisa. He says, Mafta Oilim in Aminyan, and that'll be Kisis. Omar Abaye, so Abaye said, if you're going to do that, Omri, people will say, Ukumi Hudeka Mukmi Hosom. People, that means we have to understand, we have nice Chumashim in front of us, and it's written with this Parshens, with this Parshens, so we're Greise Knackers. But Bizman Chazal, there was no such thing. So Memela Yelain had the Shvi Lane's Kisisa. So people will not realize that this Kisisa is Parshas Shkolim. They'll think this is the end of Parshas Tetzave. The Parshas Tetzave, because it's one Kriya after the other. So they'll think that Parshas Tetzave ends with Tilvasisa, that's yet Kisisa Zachelik Parshas Tetzave. So it won't be Niker at all. That's what Abaye Taina to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafche. It will not be Niker at all that this is Parshas Shkolim. Omri Ukumi Hudeka Mukmi Hosa. Ela Omar Rabbi. So therefore Abaye said, no, the Seder has to be different. Koru shita meviata tetzave advasis. Fakel the six oilim lane kisisa also. Because people will think that kisisa since people will think that kisisa is a chelik of viata tetzave, so we lane pake kisisa. Fakad. Toni v'kori mechisis ad vosiso. Now, the seventh oile, he goes back to kisisa. So here, they'll see already. So why is he going back? That's because of Parshish Kolim. Let us see Rashi. Omri ukumo hude mukmi osam kloima. Ein adobo niker l'shem Parshish Kolim. If you're gonna go, if Shvi will have Parshas Kisisa, it's not nikel that this is Parshas Shkolim. El Sovri Shalaini Staima Parshas Biata Tetzava at Kan. They'll be under the impression that Ata Tetzava goes till here. The Chat, so therefore Abaye says no, that the Shvi, that the sixth Oiler lanes Kisisa till Vosisa. Bechad Tony Bekori Choyzer Beshoyne Likrois. He repeats Mechisis Advasisa Kierna Choyishes. So we have here a Machloikis Rav Yitzchak Nafche and Abaye. Meis Veis Ligmeis Akashem Chali Yois Beparshas Mucholom Bein Melefoneo Bein Melachareo Koyrin Oysa Bekoyflin Oysa. So the Gemara understood now the Baraisa Chali is per Parshas Mucholo. That means if Parshas Shkolim was Chalam Parshas Kisisa Milafonero Bei Milafonero, that Gemara understood is Koyin Noiso Vikoyflo Noiso. So Shteita. So the Gemara said that means that if Shabbos Shkolim was Chalam Parshas Tetzave, so Koyin Noiso, so you learn Kisisa. That's the Shisha Oilim. The Koifla Noisa, and then you repeat it again. So that's Bishloim El Abaye Nicha, according to Abaye, this is very good. El Rav Yitzchak Nafche Kasha, but according to Rav Yitzchak Nafche, Yitzchak Navche says that the Shvi lanes Parshas Kisi, so there's no Koirin v'Koiflin, it's only Koirin. Kashi. Omoloch Rab Yitzchak Navche Olabayim Yiniche, he says, there's such a pshat to learn in the Braise, that it's speaking about that Parshas, it's saying what the Kriya is in Parshas Tetzave, in Parshas, what the Kriya is in Parshas Shkolim, there's a Koirin v'Koiflin, it says Shabbos Shkolim was Chal Lefoneo, so I'll buy that. So I'll say it's speaking about that Shabbos Shkolim was Parshas Tetzaveh, so you'll tell me it's Koirin V'Koiflin. You learn two times Chisis. But the Braise says, if it's Achreo, it's also Koirin V'Koiflin. Now, it's Lacheo, that means if Vayakel is Parshas Shkolim, so where over there is Koirin V'Koiflin, where there is Koirin V'Koiflin. Elamai Islach Lameima, Koifle B'Shabosai. So you have to say Pshat, that you learn Kisisa two Shabbosis one after the other. Kisisa you learn Minyana de Yoime, and then Parshas Vayako you learn Nochamol Kisisa. Ochinama Koifle B'Shabbosis. So he's also as Koifle B'Shabbosis. Zok Rashi. Koifle B'Shabbosis, Shekoir Moise, Shnei Shabbosis, Zu Achazu.